It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Hollywood actresses Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman are among 50 people charged in a $25 million college entrance exam cheating scheme.
What?
This is the juiciest story of 2019 so far, y'all, and we're all on this roller coaster together. The FBI uncovered a network of all these rich parents who paid big money to this dude to help boost their children's chances of getting into elite colleges by paying people to take tests for their children, bribing test administrators to allow that to happen, and bribing college coaches to identify the applicants as athletes. This dude even created fake profiles for these kids, making it look like they were athletes. Like, he would Photoshop their faces onto the bodies of athletes in some cases.
Oh my gosh.
The colleges themselves are not targets of the investigation, and neither are the students. According to authorities, in many of these cases, the kids were totally, like, in the dark about the entire scheme. Like, they had no idea that their parents had been doing this. Some of the parents who were involved spent between $200,000 and $6.5 million to ensure that their kids receive guaranteed admission at the schools of their choice. The guy who, like, orchestrated this whole thing is William Rick Singer. That's his name. Yesterday, he pleaded guilty to charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. He not only orchestrated the scheme, but helped bring it down when he agreed to wear a wire and cooperate with investigators. Lori Loughlin, who starred in Full House, and Felicity Huffman, who starred in Desperate Housewives, were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services fraud. Both were caught through recorded phone conversations. Lori and her fashion designer husband agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 to bolster their two daughters' chances of getting into the University of Southern California. And the thing is that Lori's older daughter is a freaking YouTuber. Like, literally a YouTuber. And she just said maybe a week ago, like, yeah, I don't really like school. Like, I like going for the parties and stuff, but, like, YouTube is my life. Like, she doesn't even need to be going.
It's like parents trying to force things in, like, trying to make their kids go where they want them to go and do what they want them to do.
Felicity Huffman and her husband paid $15,000 to get one of their daughters unlimited time for her SAT test. And court documents claim that she got a 1420 score, which is like 400 points over her PSAT. So, like, you know, she had all this extra time, so she was able to score really well compared to other kids. But that's why, because she had extra time. Anyway, this is super juicy. So, Lori Loughlin is out of the country, so they haven't gotten her arrested yet, but she's probably going to surrender sometime today. Felicity Huffman and Lori's husband have been released now after they paid bail yesterday.
Aunt Becky, stay on the run.
Isn't that nuts?
It is just crazy that Aunt Becky is going to be going to federal prison probably one day.
And an unidentified person in Chicago called 911 yesterday claiming that Azriel Clary and other women who are alleged victims of R. Kelly were planning to carry out a suicide pact. This is the 911 call. It all turned out to be a false alarm, by the way, but super scary.
And I also need a supervisor, I guess, for threatening suicide. Trump Tower, a call is coming in from the National Traffic Hotline. Get an anonymous call from a says that Azriel Clary and four of the women who are victims of R. Kelly are planning to carry out a suicide pact in one of the condos at Trump Tower. A caller didn't specify when or how this would transpire, didn't give an address or condo unit.
Jay Leno talked with Today and said after 5 years, he doesn't miss hosting The Tonight Show.
I don't miss it. You know, everything now is people don't like your politics. Everyone has to know your politics. When I kind of use Johnny's model, people couldn't figure out, well, you and your Republican friends, well, Mr. Leno, you and your Democratic buddies, I will. And I would get hate mail from both sides equally. And I went, well, that's fabulous. Yeah. That's exactly what I want. Yes. But when people see you as one-sided, it just makes it tough. And plus, you know, I did it when, you know, Clinton was horny and Bush was dumb, and it was just a little easier.
You know,
now it's all very serious. I just like a bit of civility come back.
I think he brings up a point. It was probably easier to be a host like that back in the day, just to make fun of every president doing their dumb stuff.
Keira Knightley says that her 3-year-old criticizes her acting skills whenever they play Paw Patrol together.
She has to be Skye. She has to, you know, but she will only let me be Rubble. And then she tells me off about it. She's like, no, don't do that. No, he doesn't talk like that. I'm like, I get paid for this.
Coming up in less than an hour, what happened on The Bachelor finale last night?
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Something happened to producer Porkchop involving a coworker, and now he doesn't know how to act around her. This is a lot to take in. I actually would say don't be eating breakfast when you hear about this. That's next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.